quality products from Californian Beverages.
Enjoy untapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit the nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
Apply, renew, and track your radiation license online at ease through the new Radiation Protection Authority media system platform. Fast, simple, and secure. Stay compliant while protecting workers, the public, and the environment from harmful effects of ionizing radiation. Visit us at Exploration House, Government Road, Lusaka, or rpa.gov.zm. Call us on 0956-319-080. Email radiation@rpa.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM News.
Good afternoon and thank you so much for joining us for the News Bulletin at half hour. The headlines: Peter Tsanda expelled as new Congress Party President over a constitutional breach. John Sangov movement to transition into a political party ahead of August 4th. And in international news, for arrested in London as part of counter-terror investigation in relation to Iran.
The Hot FM News with Mwansa Mwanakoma.
And now the news in detail. The new Congress Party National Executive Committee has expelled Party President Peter Tsanda for allegedly breaching the party constitution. Speaking during a media briefing, acting Party President Daniel Nyati said the decision follows Mr. Tsanda's move to appoint Makhedi Zulu as the party's presidential candidate for the August general election without the endorsement of the National Executive Committee. Mr. Nyati has explained that while the party constitution under Article 4.1.1 allows the party president to appoint a presidential candidate in the event that he cannot contest an election, such an appointment must be endorsed by the National Executive Committee as provided for under Article 4.3.A. He said the committee had earlier requested the party's Secretary General, Jonathan Nyanga, to invite Mr. Tsanda to a meeting to clarify the circumstances surrounding the appointment. However, Mr. Nyati said the Secretary General declined to convene the meeting on instructions from Mr. Tsanda, a move the committee described as contrary to directives from the party chairperson.
That was the Peter Tsanda. He's called him, calling for a National Executive Committee meeting, of which he declined and rubbish. So, in view of that, we tried by all means to ensure that he was a decision. However, the president, Peter Tsanda, is to be incorrigible over all these matters. We were left with no option, of course, as a party, as an executive committee, we were left with no option but to expel the president. And I want to report to you and to the nation that on the 9th of February, the National Executive Committee had a meeting and the following was the resolution.
The Movement for National Renewal has announced that it has started a formal process to transition from a civic movement into a political party ahead of the August general election. Speaking at a press briefing, movement founder John Sangwa said the decision follows growing support from citizens, disclosing that the movement has now reached its target of 1 million supporters. Mr. Tsanda said the country needs leadership that prioritizes the welfare of Zambian citizens and upholds the constitution and the rule of law.
They have been formally declared a transition from a civil platform into a political party. Let me be clear, this transition is not about replacing one group of politicians with another. It is about restoring discipline, integrity, and institutional strength to public life across our country, among farmers, traders, workers, students, and professionals. There is a growing recognition that our politics must endure this transition. Our institutions must be strengthened, and public office must once again reflect public trust.
Meanwhile, Newsnet's partner, Bolika Banda, said the country continues to face numerous economic challenges, with many citizens struggling with a high cost of living due to mismanagement of resources.
It means rebuilding an economy that promotes production and productivity, enterprise and innovation, rather than trade, speculation and profit. It means ensuring that our land, which is one of our greatest natural assets, that the background work benefits another of our businesses, which is the groundwork of the child. Especially our women, who form 52%, and the youth who form over 60% of our population. What does it become? It means strengthening our institutions so that the rule of law is upheld by and protects every citizen of the country.
Government says the Electoral Commission of Zambia registered a total of 172,483 new voters during the continuous voter registration exercise. Delivering a ministerial statement in Parliament today, Home Affairs and Internal Security Minister Jack Mundu, who is also acting leader of government business, said a further 1,615,922 new voters were registered during the mass voter registration exercise conducted between March 2024 and 2025. Mr. Mundu said the two exercises have brought the total number of newly registered voters to 1,788,405. He has explained that the aggregate provisional number of registered voters following the two registration exercises now stands at 8,861,918. Mr. Mundu has further stated that the physical inspection of the provisional voters' register is currently underway in 12,152 polling stations across the country, where citizens are being given an opportunity to verify their details.
In the period
the Human Rights Commission has condemned the acts of violence perpetrated by two foreign nationals against the female employees of Zamco, which were captured in a video circulating on social media. Commission Chairperson Dr. Pamela Sambo says where the law permits private persons to effect an arrest where there is reasonable suspicion that a criminal offence has been committed, the manner in which the Zamco's employee was restrained was unreasonable, excessive and unlawful. She said no person, regardless of their circumstances, has the right to subject another individual to treatment that violates their dignity, bodily integrity and autonomy. Dr. Sander said preliminary investigations conducted by the commission revealed that the use of such extreme measures was unnecessary. She has since reminded the Zambia Police Service and the general public that arrests must be conducted strictly in accordance with the law and established legal procedures.
The commission finds that the method of restraint used by the two Zamco supervisors was inhuman and degrading and constitutes a serious offense to the dignity that every person in Zambia deserves. Further, the conduct of the two foreign nationals amounts to a violation of the victim's right to freedom from inhuman and degrading treatment guaranteed under Article 15